Today's Mishnah in Masechet Parah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Tet, Mishnah He. So what we've done so far in our Perek Tet, we've talked about various ways in which the water, after it's already been Mikudash, can still become Nifsal. That was talking about admixtures of water if an animal, a bird, drinks from it, or if we had yesterday a machlokas about whether there's even a concept of machshava poselet of the mayim, or whether it's actually also part of the hezek hadas idea. But we've gone through, up until now, four different mishnayos that describe how it is that you could pasel the mechatas. Now, once those mechatas are pasel, what do I do with them? Says our mishnah, Mechatat, which means that the water was already in Mekudesh. Once they became Nifsal, for whatever reason, they still have to be carefully taken care of in order not to be Metame people. And therefore, lo yigbalem batit, you can't even make cement out of them, shelo yaseh takalala acherim, because people who touch that tit will become tame legabe truma, because we're going to see later on in our parak that mechatas that are nifsilu, they're still metamim vis-a-vis truma. So if somebody was tar from truma, touches the mechatas, he has no idea that there's mechatas in this piece of cement, then he becomes tamei from eating truma. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no. Once you mix it with cement, the water basically is gone. And when the water is gone, then there's no reason why it would be metame. So therefore, it was batlu, and there's no problem with it. Okay, the chachamim obviously hold otherwise. At mechatas don't become batl, no matter what. Para sheshatata mechatat, in the event of a para who actually drank that mechatat. And we talked about that yesterday, that that is a way of actually pasaling. So there, the halacha is that bisara tame me'et la'et. If you went ahead and you shechted that para, so 24 hours within the time that it had had the mechatas, that it actually drank it, that basar is considered to be basar that's tame. If before shechting it, you waited 24 hours, so then the water is considered to have been completely digested, and now it's not there in the remnants of the parah. And here too, Rabbi Yudaimer, the moment that the parah drinks the mayim becomes batal. And it's batal of b'me'eha, and therefore you could shech it immediately, and there is therefore not a problem. So this is not necessarily the same batla that we had in the Reisha, where over there it's because of the fact that the actual moisture has disappeared in the cement. Over here, the Rosh learns that the reason that it's batal is because it became mayim siruchim. And mayim siruchim are not considered to be the mechatat anymore, because they're no longer usable because of the water that they are, and not because of some other pagam, of which we have, let's say, other things mixed with it. Okay, the question halacha l'maisa is fascinating, because the Rambam actually paskins like Rabbi Yehuda l'gabi the shtia, so that he says that even within the first 24 hours, the basar is tahar. The only problem is that he gives it a different explanation, which is not clear where that comes from in classic Rambam fashion. And remember that the Rambam often brings an explanation that is different than the explanation that's given in the Gemara, an explanation that's given in the Mishnah, to take a dover poshet that everybody can see, even though it may be based on the actual fact that it was called Mesruchin or whatever it is. The time that he gives is strangely, he says, since it says limishmeret lemeinida, so only bizman shehem shmurim, they're considered to be a meinida, they're not batal. But once they're no longer shmurim, then they become batal like anything else. And therefore, it no longer is identifiable. The very fact of the shmira lemeinida means it's no longer identifiable, as mechatas. Now, Mishnah Vav, mechatat, and even the efer chatat. This is a very strange halacha, which I'm sure you'll remember. We've discussed many times. There's a concept called a takona that is built on a maaseh, and that's called mipnei maaseh shehaya. And this is one of those strange situations. We had this in Chagiga, that once upon a time, there was a guy who was transferring both the mechatas and the eferchatas, and he used to use a boat to cross the Yarden and to bring the mechatas and the eferchatas as an export to places that he would sell to. And then it was found that the boat that he had been using for the transfer had been owned by the mafia, and there was a kezayit min hamet that was in the bottom of the boat and had been metame all of the stuff that he brought over. So they made a takana. Again, this is part of the not completely rational inyan of the world of Pura, in which we are machmir on things that have no really rational basis, and that something that is fully tar, we treat as stame. And this is one of those fascinating things. We made a takana that if you've got the mechatat or the eferchatat, you cannot take them by boat over or by some other form of transferring over the water. You cannot transfer them over the water. And if you do, they'll become tame. I will see it. It's a machlokas, whether that means literally over the Jordan River, because that was the original takana, the original maisa. And oftentimes, the original maisa defines the takana completely. That lo omru, ela, biyardein, ubisvina. It has to be literally the Jordan River, and it has to be a boat, and not some type of flotation device and so on. This is a machlokas. So we'll see about this. But the whole mission is based on this very strange takana. So therefore, a mechatat, or the eferchatat on its own, lo ya'avirem banahar ubasvina. So this is because, as I said, of the maisa shayas that they found a kezayas min hamet. But there is a machlokat about whether this is a general halacha, and this is a machloket that's in the Braita between the Chachomim and Chanina Bar Akiva. So the Chachomim say that Echad Yarden ve'echad Kol HaNeharot. And it's Rabbi Chanina Bar Akiva who said, Lo Arman Ela be'Yarden bilvad, and it's exactly like the Maisa Shahoya. Furthermore, Lo Yeshitem al Pnei HaMayim, it's not only a boat, but you can't use some kind of flotation device to float them across the water, because that's similar to a svina. And for that matter, you could not even stand on one side of the river and throw them over to the other side, because that's also considered to be leha'avir. But if you walk across the river and you could still stand on the bottom and it's not that deep, so then that's not called havara, that's walking, and that was certainly not considered to be part of the original takana b'pnei ma'aseh shehaya. And because of that, over hu b'mayim, you would be allowed to walk it across, even though you're in the water all the way up to your neck, at savaro, and that's because you're walking, and you do not have to swim if your head is still above water. Over hu hatohor lechatat. Now, somebody who himself is tohar, specifically, remember, it's not enough just to be tohar when it comes to the paraduma. You have to be actually an individual who went specifically mechaven for taira for the para, because otherwise, even if you're tohar for hegdish, you're not considered to be tohar for the paraduma. So your kavana at the moment of your tefillah, that's koveil what you're tohar for. So if you're an individual like that, and now you want to go, ubiyadav kli reikam hatohar lechatat, and you're holding something that also had been tovel lechatat specifically, you do not have a problem to do that in a boat, and for that matter, if you've got a container of mayim she'enam mekudashim, that none of this takana applies. The application is only specifically to the Efer Chatas and to the Mei Chatas. If you have other water, or if you just have a kli, or if you're an individual who is Torah L'chatas, there is no chashash whatsoever by your going across on a rowboat across the Jordan River itself, and you wouldn't have to worry that there's a kesayis and a mate in this supposed mafia boat. So we're making it very clear. It's definitely Maiser Shaya vis-a-vis the Efer or the Mayim that were Mekudashim, not for any other purposes. And there's a machlokas in the Breita about whether it means any river or whether it means Dafka, the Jordan River like the Maiser Shaya. Mishnah Zion. Suppose you have Efer. We talked about until now the mixture of the Mayim HaMekudashim with other things. But suppose you have Efer Pura that got mixed up before it was mixed with the water, and it was Nit'arev be'Efer Makle. Hochin achar harov letame. So basically, the Efer HaPura will be metame, that's metame, magor mamasa, if there's rov Efer Pura. But if there's rov Efer Makle, it's not metame. But you can't use it to actually be mekadesh the water with if it's mixed. Ein mekadshinbo, even if it is rubo. Why? Because as we saw before, the Chachomim made a takana that we don't go baser rov when it comes to utilizing the chatas. And that's true about the Efer as well. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, mekadshin bechulan. You can be Mekadesh, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you can utilize the whole thing. And not take a little bit and say, well, rov of it was Efer Pura, so the part that I took is from the rov. That I agree with. You can't be semich on that rov. But if you take the whole thing at once and you're Mekadesh Lamayim with the entire mixture, so then you know for sure that there's going to be Efer Pura in it, and there is no problem. We don't paskin like that, but Rebbe Eliezer, we have a sub machlokas in terms of the question of whether the takana not to be semich on rov is talking about something that was perish min harov, or whether we're talking about the entirety can't be used, even that's legabe bitol berov. So you can't utilize even the entire contents, and you know for a fact that it's there. Now, this is what the Parshas of the Mishnah is saying. The problem is that the Rambam must have been learning the Mishnah very differently, because the way that he paskins is, quoting from Hilchos Parah Aduma, so the Rambam says, Efer Pura shenit arev be'efer makle v'kidesh pekulam im hayaharov efer pura, then they're metamim k'mei nida. Im haya harov Efrem akle, ein metamim b'maga, ava metamim b'masa. So this means that the Rambam understands that the entire discussion over here is not about the Efer, it's about the Efer that is already mixed. And now the question is this the mayim that are mekudashim that the Torah refers to when it says v'hanogea b'mei anida yitma ada oreb? But when it comes to Efer per se, we don't find any place where there's a din of Tuma in the Efer alone. Where would that come from? And that would mean that the entire Pirush of the Mishnah would have to be changed. Because the Pashas, the way we understood the Mishnah, is that it was a direct discussion about the Efer, not about the Mayim that were Mekudashim. Okay, so, I mean, Lahalacha, we have only the Rambam's approach. He was the one, the last Pesek, in the Yanim of Parah Aduma. It's nice to know that we can actually have a Shulchan Aruch HaAsid based on the Rambam, essentially, right? You know that the Aruch HaShulchan has got the entirety of the Hilchos HaTorah Paskin. The part that's on the Shulchan Aruch is called the Aruch HaShulchan. And the part that is about the halachas that the Shulchan Aruch never spoke about is called the Aruch HaShulchan La'atid, or Ha'atid. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan for the halachas that are coming up very soon, Bezrat Hashem, And once again, I leave you with that tefillah. Today should be the day. Ashia zamecha, vorechas nachalasecha, ureim, v'naseim ad ha'olam.